So the exercise I want to go over today is called 7-11 diaphragmatic breathing. 7-11 diaphragmatic breathing, also known as 7-11 DB, is very helpful in achieving states of relaxation quite quickly and increasing awareness. Awareness of thoughts, awareness of feelings, awareness of what's happening in your body, awareness of what you're doing. So this breathing technique will help you relax and become more aware. And the reason why I'm recommending it is people who have periods, long periods of stress or anxiety or anger or other strong emotions, tend to find they get overwhelmed or activated easily. They feel intense emotions and it's difficult to settle. So the longer we have these types of high levels of distress for long periods of time, our flame gets ignited easier and ignites higher. It's more intense. So doing this exercise, you'll learn how to calm yourself more quickly, more readily, and you'll become more aware of what causes these things for you, these experiences. What triggers anger? What triggers anxiety? What you do or don't do when you're feeling these things? What is happening in your body when you feel these things? So you'll become more aware in general. And that's called emotional and cognitive mastery. So our nervous system is composed of two major divisions, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. And the sympathetic nervous system activates things. It gets our heart rate going. This parasympathetic nervous system calms things down. And it's the 7-11 breathing, the long, super slow exhalation that activates the parasympathetic nervous system. So I want to teach you this deep breathing technique so you can activate the parasympathetic nervous system to help you calm yourself. So rapid, shallow breathing, also called hyperventilation or overbreathing, will trigger anxiety, anger. Holding our breath will trigger anxiety, anger, overwhelm more easily. And there's various symptoms associated with that. But when we're holding our breath or doing short, shallow chest breathing, what we're doing is getting too little carbon dioxide relative to the amount of oxygen we have on board. So in order to take in more carbon dioxide, you need to take in less oxygen. But when we hold our breath, we're building up the oxygen relative to the carbon dioxide. When we're doing short, shallow chest breathing, that ratio is getting off kilter. So at first, to accomplish deep, deep, long, slow breaths, which is what the 7-11 breathing is, sometimes it's helpful to start by breathing slowly in through pursed lips. So making a circular motion with your lips as if you're about to kiss something or about to blow out a candle. Okay, so breathing in slowly through pursed lips is one way to slow that breath in. Or just simply breathing in really slowly through your nose. And when you breathe in slowly through your nose, it activates neurons in your brain that help calm. But if that's uncomfortable for you, just breathe in slowly through your mouth. And the goal is two things with 7-11 diaphragmatic breathing. To breathe slow in to 7 and out to 11. So breathing slow in and breathing slow out. Whether you breathe in through your nose, in through your mouth, that's entirely up to you. Generally, it's better to breathe in through your nose, but just start with whatever easiest for you. Breathing slow all the way out to 11 helps to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. That helps you relax. So slow is really important. The other important part of this breathing technique is to breathe continuously. So breathing in slowly into seven, breathing in continuously, meaning you can get to seven as easily as you felt at one. So breathing in nice and deep and slow all the way into seven, and breathing slowly, continuously all the way out to 11. Getting to 11 as comfortably as you were at one. So when you're exhaling all the way out to 11, it should feel like you're completely emptying your lungs. So as you breathe into 7, nice and slow, nice and continuously, taking as much air in at 1 as you do at 7, you should feel your lower ribs expand. There shouldn't be a lot of movement in your upper chest. So breathing in nice and deep and slow, all the way into 7, feeling your lower ribs expand. Do not focus on your stomach. Do not focus on the diaphragmatic muscle under your rib cage. Just focus on your ribs. If your ribs are expanding outwards when you breathe in, it means you're breathing nice and deep. And then as you exhale out, breathe out slowly all the way out to 11. Getting to 11 as comfortably as you were at 1. And when you're at 11, feel like you're fully emptying your entire lungs. And you should notice your rib cage relaxing. So breathe in nice and deep and slow is the first part. And breathing continuously. So breathing in slow, breathing in continuously. Breathing out slow, breathing out continuously. In and out. Super slow, continuously. So into 7, out to 11. The 11 is intentionally longer than the inhalation. So the exhalation, breathing out, is longer than the inhalation. And that is done purposely to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. There's lots of different breathing techniques out there, and some of them involve holding. To create deep relaxation, holding is not helpful. So for now, just breathing in deeply into 7, out to 11. The other important part is finding the volume of air that fits your lung capacity. Everyone has a different lung capacity. So breathing as much air in that feels comfortable and easy for you. Breathing out, all the way out, continuously and slowly. So only take in as much air as feels good for you. Don't try and force it. Don't try and take more in than you need. Just allow it to, over time, as you practice, to find a comfortable volume of air that feels good to you. So slow in to the count of 7. Slow out, all the way out to the count of 11. Focusing on your lower ribs moving. So slow and continuous. And as you practice this more and more, it'll get more easy. You'll be able to do it while you're showering, while you're driving, and it'll feel relaxing. And so however long it takes for you to breathe in to 7, out to 11, it may be 3 minutes, it may be 2 minutes, it may be 4. It's best at first to try to do that 10 times every hour. So into 7, out to 11 is 1. Into 7, out to 11 is 2. So doing that 10 times, at best if you can, once an hour. Or if you can't do it once an hour, do it every time you go to the washroom. Before you eat, after you eat, before you go to sleep, when you get up. Before you're brushing your teeth, after you're brushing your teeth. So try to do it 10 times a day for the first few weeks, 10 times a day. So that's 10 times 10. So now let's practice it. We're going to practice it 10 times into 7, out to 11. So before we start, we'll empty, breathe out as much as you can. Now into 7, 1, 2, 3. three, four, five, six, seven. And now to 11. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. And into 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And now to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And into 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and into 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and into 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and into 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and into 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and into 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and into 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and out to 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Very good. So that was 10 times. That didn't take long. And you really can do this breathing exercise anywhere. Best not to lie down, but remember to practice it everywhere and anywhere. You can do it at your office or at your work. You can do it while you're driving, while you're showering, while you're making dinner, while you're doing dishes. Try to practice it everywhere as much as you can so you can get the technique down, so you can find the volume that works for you. And as you practice it more and more, you'll start to notice how you become more aware of your thoughts, more aware of what you're feeling, where you're feeling it in your body, more aware of what you're doing and not doing. More aware of a lot of things, what the triggers are, the thoughts either inside or outside, you'll become more aware. And when we develop that awareness, we develop mastery over ourselves. That awareness plays into a lot of our reactions, a lot of our choices, a lot of our behaviors. So just do your best over the next few weeks to practice as much as you can. Anytime you feel stressed, overwhelmed, angry, just stop for a moment and do as much as you can. It doesn't have to be 10. Sometimes it might be just 3 sets of 10, meaning just do the breath in and out, in and out, in and out. So into 7, out to 11, into 7, out to 11, into 7, out to 11. You may only have the opportunity to do it 3 times. If you can do it 10 times, that's great. So I'm going to send along another recording that also just includes the breathing practice. So once you become familiar with it, you can just play that recording, or you can do it on your own, whatever works for you.